Well, it's hard to believe, but Advent's almost over. We really only have about 24 hours left until we begin our Christmas celebration. But yet, this season of Advent, it is still important that we remember why we celebrate and what we are called to do during the season of Advent, the season in which we are called to wait with excitement for that coming of Christmas, to watch with anticipation for our Lord's return, and to get ready by preparing for that return. We just have a few more hours left, but we are reminded by the first reading of the Old Testament anticipation of our Lord's coming. We look at this first reading where King David has finally settled into his palace. The people of Israel are at peace. There's no more war going on. And he realizes that while he's living in this beautiful palace, the Ark of the Covenant, God's dwelling place here on earth, is still in a tent. It's still in it, the same tent that it was in as the people of Israel came from Egypt during the Exodus. It's still in that same tent that wandered throughout the Holy Land, what we now call the Holy Land, their promised land. And so King David wanted to build a permanent temple. And God said, no, that's not for you to do. Your son will do it instead. But he gave David a promise. He promised to David that there would be a kingdom of Israel that would last forever and would live in peace forever. And that this kingdom would come about from one of his descendants, one of his heirs, would establish this kingdom for the people of Israel. A great promise. You can imagine King David was probably crestfallen when he was told that he would not build the temple. He wanted to honor God by building a temple, a wonderful thing. But then he hears this news that his kingdom would last forever. And that probably lifted his spirits quite a bit, and that it would be one of his descendants to create that kingdom. Now we know, however, that this kingdom that is to last forever, this kingdom of Israel that is to last forever, is not an earthly kingdom. It's not a kingdom of land ruled over someone. It's something greater. And the people of Israel were being prepared from that moment for the coming of that king, for the coming of that descendant of David that would create this eternal kingdom. And of course, it's being prepared for the coming of our Lord, for the birth of our Lord 2,000 years ago, give or take a couple of years. That is what they are being prepared for. And we see in our gospel today the reading of the Annunciation, that moment at which all that waiting, watching, and getting ready that the people of Israel was doing was being fulfilled. That moment that their long Advent was completed, the moment that that king came into the world through that announcing of the angel, that angel appearing to Our Lady and telling her that she would be the mother of the Son of God, that she would be the one to bring the Savior of Israel into the world. Our Lady believed that this promise would be fulfilled, and she was the one to fulfill it, to allow it to be fulfilled. Well, one thing we need to recognize when we look at the Old Testament, we look throughout the history of salvation, not even just the Old Testament, but the history of salvation. When God's promises are fulfilled, He makes another greater one. When one promise is completed, He makes something greater, a promise that is greater. And in this case, this promise that the king who was to bring about the eternal kingdom of Israel was fulfilled. But He made a greater promise that this kingdom of Israel was not just for the people of Israel. It wasn't just the Israeli, what we today call the nation of Israel. It's the eternal kingdom of heaven. And each and every one of us can enter into this. This kingdom was established for all the nations, for everyone. Not just a certain people, but for all people who are as faithful to God as Our Lady was. We look at Our Lady and she shows us how to respond to that promise of God. What does she say when she is told by the angel that she is to be the mother of the Son of God, that her Son is to bring about this eternal kingdom? I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to Your word. That is how we are to respond to this promise of God. I am the servant of the Lord. I am to serve the Lord. May it be done to me according to Your word. That is what it means to be a disciple of Christ. And that is what it means to be His follower, is to seek to do His will, to seek to follow His commands, to have that readiness and that acceptance of God's will that Mary had. This is why we have this season of Advent, to prepare ourselves for that acceptance, to ready ourselves for the kingdom of God, for that kingdom, that eternal kingdom of heaven. Just as the people of Israel were prepared by the prophets for the coming of our Lord, we need to be prepared for when He returns. That is why we have Advent. So as we conclude this Advent season, this less than 24 hours we have until Christmas Eve, till we begin the celebration of our Lord's birth, may we truly spend it as the people of Israel spent their time waiting, watching, and getting ready. Because we know that God's promises will be fulfilled and that nothing is impossible for God.